This is a great record.
Great record. Yeah. It's one that I would certainly buy if I was a... Actually, the last time I bought a record, to be honest with you, was in 1965, I think it was.
You're a disgrace.
Yeah, I know.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
That's because, a disgrace.
Well, you know, you get given the records now, which is fantastic.
When was the last time you bought a record, Graham?
Last year.
Which one was it?
I think it was the Coldplay album, actually, Parachutes, because I didn't have a free copy.
Well, mine was an Al Jolson record.
You're showing your age.
Not many people will remember
it. Daniel and Junior's on 78.
Oh, Daniel and Junior's at the hop. There's a record for
my dad's got that on 78.
We run swiftly now.
I used to have Diana by Paul Anka, which I dropped going over to Radio Caroline. It's now at the bottom of the North Sea. If anybody's interested in diving for it.
Well, that's an interesting film.
I'd like it back.
No one's asked me when was the last time
When was the last time you bought a record?
Yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah,
Which one was that?
I bought... Do you know what I did, actually? From what I'm saying, I bought the new Red Hot Chili Peppers album.
Yeah?
And I realised that I don't have any Beatles albums on CD.
No.
I've got, like, the best of and all the singles.
Yeah,
so I bought four Beatles albums yesterday.
Really?
And Rubber Soul.
You just go into... Couldn't you go into the record company and say, look, I'm Chris Moyles, you know, could I have the CDs?
Right. Do you know what? I suppose I could have done, but I thought I want to spend my hard-earned money on some decent music.
You're putting something back into the record business. Yeah. I like that very much.
Plus, the particular shop that I go to, they don't have them security cases, and so you can just stick them in your pocket and run out, and they never even know. Radio 1. Anyway, coming up, Junior Senior and the brilliant Move Your Feet and Stereophonics and Handbags and Glad Rags.
Right now it's time for George and David with news and sport at sort of five-ish.
More problems at the UN over Iraq.
And in sport, India blow away Sri Lanka.
That's B2K and P Diddy called Bump 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 until next week. Do you like that, Tony?
Yeah, very nice. Very much, yeah. I love that, love that. Hey, you know when Pete Waterman comes in tomorrow?
Yeah.
Is he giving away fish or not?
You were saying something about this. You were saying that he's obsessed with fish.
He likes fish, yeah. Koi and stuff like that, yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll be honest. I mean, I like my, you know, my fair share of fish, but, you know,
I got a lot of fish at home.
I always think, you know, too much fish kind of puts you off a little bit.
Well, I don't know. I think you can never have enough fish, really.
Really?
I mean, I've got a pond at home, and we got about 40, 45 fish in there, and they're, you know, very happy, very happy.
But you wouldn't eat those fish.
Oh, no. They're swimming around there, and I obviously wouldn't, because being a vegetarian, I don't eat fish, but I wouldn't dream of eating them, but... Pete is particularly, he's got some very, very valuable fish as well.
And he doesn't eat them?
No, I don't think so, no, because it's too expensive, you know. I mean, if he had a meal, it would be probably about 2,000 quid's worth.
That's
with
a lot
chips,
of fish.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Not the chips, but I mean, with the fish, you know.
Sure. So are you a proper vegetarian?
Yes, I am, yeah. I don't eat anything that's got a head on it.
Really?
That's the way you'll
be all right with a pint of lager at our local.
Oh, yes, yeah. I mean,
Why did you choose to become a vegetarian?
Well, when I was a youngster, when I was 5 years old, I went on a farm, and what was dished up on my plate, I realised was a chicken, and I'd been chatting to it.
Right.
Well, I hadn't been chatting to it.
Clucking to it.
Yeah, I was just sort of, it was a very, quite a nice chicken, and I didn't want to eat something I'd been admiring walking around that afternoon, really.
It sounds like you fancied this chicken.
I didn't fancy
this chicken. Tony, maybe that's what the one went wrong at Radio 1.
No, I mean, a chicken, but the chicken...
Yeah, those DJs were bringing birds. In. You were bringing live birds in.
No, it wasn't that. No, that wasn't it at all. I mean, it was a very...
A nice bacon butty first thing in the morning. A nice sausage sandwich.
Well, you can get a lot of very good vegetarian sausages and things like that now, you know.
Nice big steak.
Well, you can get vegetarian steak, you know. It's no problem. No problem at all. But, I mean, you know, I don't think there's any necessity to. But I don't preach it. Anybody who wants to have a nice... juicy steak, go ahead. It doesn't bother me in the slightest, you know?
Oh, I tell you.
You're obviously a steak man.
Do you know what it is? I love animals, but also I love the way they taste. I've got to be honest. Now, I'm sorry, but I really, you know, I mean, you know, it's an old line, it's been said before, but if I'm hungry, I'll eat a panda sandwich.
I couldn't turn you on to a vegetarian sausage, then. I mean, you come back to my place, I'll show you a few of them.
You couldn't turn me on to a vegetarian sausage. Do you know, I'm going to abandon this link now, Tony, because I don't know where it's going. If I'm having any sausages, there'll be meat, thank you.
Oh,
calm down,
enough.
Alan.
Fair enough.
Hi, Scott Mills.
On like UK Living.
It's on Living TV.
Living TV.
Don't say you haven't got living TV.
I don't think.
And it's not on your favourites button.
No, it's terrific.
You don't work on radio, Tony.
What? No, not on living TV. I don't know.
Right, okay.
Are you feeling better, George? By the way,
I am. Thank you. It's been talking to you that's made me feel fine now. Thank you very much.
It's no good what you said. You know about me. You can be my granddaughter. I remember that. It's things like that hurt.
Yeah, I've been told off about that. So can I take that back and apologise?
It's too late. Really, it's too late. But there you go.
You never diss a legend.
Could you get me sacked from Radio 1 for saying something like that?
Me or Tony?
Tony.
Oh, yeah.
As being the king of Radio 1.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. The lucky thing from your point of view is I have no waiter at all, you know?
Absolutely nothing.
I mean, absolutely nothing. In fact, it's just the first time they let me back for 20 years.
Right, so I could say what I like then, couldn't I?
Oh, George!
Oh.
But I wouldn't do that.
Hang on a second. David?
Yeah?
You wouldn't say anything bad to the legend that is Mr. Tony Blackmore?
Oh, of course not, no.
See, there you go.
You sound like a nice boy, David. The sort of person, if I was the head of Radio 1, I'd have immediately employed. And, George, you're just lucky that I'm not the head of Radio 1.
She'd be out in her ear.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, after a remark like that.
Yeah. You'd be reading the news on Jazz FM and Real Radio.
No, don't say that. Please.
Oh, I see, no.
It couldn't be that bad.
Oh, come on. It's terrific there. I work there. It's a fantastic station.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they now owe us £1,500.
I'm just not sure, George, that you'd pass the audition.
I'm just digging myself deeper and deeper and deeper, aren't I?
Listen, there's always five live extra.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I'm really lucky.
You and Bob Ballard, what a combination that we make. One love, one station. If you just switched on, you should know already that Tony Blackburn is filling in today for Dave.
Thank you.
Now, obviously, at this time of the show, Dave would do his tedious link, but obviously Dave's not here. Tony is here, so we're going to do Tony's tedious link.
Yeah, I think you'll find this quite fascinating, actually. Okay. If you remember Friday's tune, which was...
The Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour.
That's quite fascinating. The Beatles take their name from a well-known insect, OK? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, beetles.
Right.
Insects have 6 legs.
Okay.
Whereas spiders have 8 legs.
Mm-hmm.
It gets even more fascinating, actually. it does. The pop band Blue have 8 legs.
Right.
Right. Blue had a hit with One Love.
They did, okay.
One Love is the advertising strap line for Radio 1.
It is.
Radio 1 is where I first came to fame all those years ago, 1967.
You didn't, did you?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Yep. Okay, so Fame was the name of a popular TV series in the 80s.
Okay? That's right, yeah.
Dancing and things like that.
Yeah.
Fame Academy is on this week with a special celebrity version for Comic Relief, of course, as well, which I'm enjoying personally. Are you enjoying it?
Thoroughly, yes.
I can see that you are. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Yeah.
Gave me the pleasure of meeting Uri Geller, Darren Day, and Nell McAndrew, who, interestingly, if she puts one of those Australian hats on, she looks just like my favourite person, Doris Day.
Does she really?
Yeah.
I've never noticed that before.
No, she does. Well, you probably haven't been close to her when she puts an Australian hat on.
I've never been close to Doris Day either.
No, I haven't, actually, neither.
I'd like to get close to Nell McAndrew like you did, but that's another story.
Oh, she's gorgeous. And I suppose if I wasn't a happily married man, one thing I might have said on meeting Nell was, I found loving. Which brings us rather neatly to my tedious link. Fatback Band, I Found Loving.
What a great record. Very, very nice. All right, well, there you go. This is Tony Blackman's tedious link. Let's get on the pips.
Back to 1983 with the sensational sounds of the Fatback Band and I Found Loving.
You can still do it.
What do you think?
I thought it was excellent. I thought, actually, funny enough, I thought that was me for a moment. I thought that was a recorded thing. I didn't realize. Sensational sound, yes.
Oh, the Tony Blackburn, soul extravaganza. what have you called your soul shows in the past?
Soul shows?
Yeah. Do you have a name for them? Or
no, not really, no. Yeah. Just soul shows, yeah. We used to have a Radio London night out and things like that, you know, soul nights out and stuff like that.
Soul Train, then? Never called it the Soul Train.
Never called it Soul Train.
That was Andy Peebles.
At all.
Oh, was it? My mistake.
Yeah. That was a great impersonation of me, then. Would you like to do that again? That was fantastic.
I need to back and answer the record.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well...
I can't do it dry.
Ah, come on, it was good.
I'll do it better for the record.
Right.
Right.
That was so like me, it was unbelievable.
That's sexual healing.
Yeah.
In there.
That was... Yeah.
Sorry, I was giving you sexual healing there, Tony, by mistake.
When I was on Radio 1, you know, when that record came out, we weren't allowed to play it because it was called Sexual Healing, so we had to call it Healing.
Did
so times
really?
Have changed, haven't they? Times have changed.
Really?
Would you like to say sexual healing?
I'd like to say sexual healing.
For the first time ever on Radio 1.
20 years ago, we weren't allowed to say that.
In stereo, Tony Blackman says the word sexual.
Sexual healing.
Would you like to say it again?
Sexual healing.
And one more time?
Sexual healing.
Very nice.
It's even better in echo.
Now then.
Go on then.
Back to 1983, it's a Fat Man Band and I Found Lovin'. Tony Blabber back on Radio 1. Isn't it great to be here? Play that for you if you're into your soul music. And don't forget, tonight I'll be at Chiquita's, banging out the old soul classic.
Not Chiquita's, mate.
Yeah, certainly will.
Good gracious me, that's a great place to be.
Chicken in the basket and soul, it just doesn't get any better.
It certainly doesn't. It doesn't get any better than this, I tell you.
Oh, let's check in with the boy one next. The Common Relief Football Challenge. It's almost time to say goodbye to Mr. Tony Blackburn.
Oh, well, thank you. Can I just say, you know, it's lovely to see a station that I opened up in 67 still doing so well, and congratulations to everybody involved as well.
God bless you. And I've seriously enjoyed today. I think it's been really good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been lovely being here.
I think we should do this more often.
I can hang around. I haven't got another booking till August, so, I mean, you know, it's up to you.
I'd make yourself busy because Dave's on at 6.
Oh, fine.
Tony Blackburn's ex-T-boy, Dave Pearce.
Oh, yes.
I'm right, isn't it?
Well, we used to work together a little while ago, but he's done so well. I'm proud of the boy. He's still hanging on in there, and that's a great thing. And he got into rapping music, and it's been downhill all the way. No, he's done very well. Done very well.
Listen,
nice
before
guy.
You go, I want to say thank you for coming and helping us out on this Comic Relief Week. And we've got you a little gift.
Have you really?
Yeah.
What's that?
Which is...
What's that?
Well, it's a little frame picture. Shall I tell you the story first?
Yeah.
We wanted to get a photo of you.
Yes.
But we wanted it to come be modern Radio 1 today. Mm. But still, you know, encompassing all the things of the Radio 1.
Yeah.
When it, you know, in its heyday.
Yes.
When it was big.
Yep.
What we did was, we got a load of old Radio 1 merchandise.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dressed Will up in it. And took a picture of him in this studio. Then we've morphed your face onto his face.
Yeah.
And we've framed it. We've all signed some CDs.
Oh,
saying,
nice of you. Thank you.
And here it is. Oh, here we go.
Oh, isn't that fantastic?
Look at that.
Thank you very much.
You as the young Tony Blackburn in the new Radio 1 studio.
And it's got that star coming out of the teeth as well.
It's got the teeth.
That's very nice. You know, at home, I have the very first record that I played on Radio 1, Flowers in the Rain, framed as well.
Oh, do you really?
It was given to me when I left here. And so this will go alongside it, and it's very kind of you, and I appreciate it. It's been lovely being back for the day.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you. Good luck with all your work. You continue to be a legend, and thank you very much.
Good luck with
Tony Blackburn, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Right, we'll be a minute late into Newsbeat, because we have to play this fantastic record.